All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay. First of all, let me say this. No slander. The song is A+. And don't take my tone as anything other than that. The song's tremendous. But I just have a question as we open the show today. Is this really like who we are? Is this what we're going to be? Just so I understand, okay? What I watched last night, and then what I have listened to and read and seen since, I feel like I don't belong here. I feel like I exist on a different planet. This is where we are now. Mm-hmm. We are needing a wild, desperate, unbelievable comeback against garbage in order to simply not be eliminated. In order not to clinch a playoff spot. Not to win a series. God forbid not to put us back in the Stanley Cup Finals in a place that I'm told is Hockey Town. The original six franchise, the greatest American hockey franchise ever. And I'm sitting here listening to callers all day, and people, you know, you'll have to pardon me. I was so disgusted by being down 4-1 to that ass known as the Montreal Canadiens. That is a bad hockey team. It's a daycare center filled with kids. They had a guy who was in college 10 minutes ago. I'm pretty sure he played in a Frozen Four last weekend. He's up with the club. I was so angry after being down 4-1 because I, unlike most of these people, and certainly the TV broadcast, I have standards. Mm-hmm. You know what I wanted the Wings to do last night? Come out and obliterate this team.
You wanted them to have the 4-1 lead.
I wanted blood. Yeah. I wanted them to actually do what they did in Toronto, sort of, before they blew the lead. And I sat here and I'm going, wow, these people are celebrating like they're in. Mm-hmm. Or celebrating like something big. No, all you did was earn the right to now have to win tonight and turn a trick on the corner to get in.
You earned one more day.
No, you earned one more day and you have to beg for help.
Yeah.
Like that's, I don't celebrate that. And I understand if you watch the game and you're pumped you won, fine. There was a woman they showed in the crowd. She was making a face like she was giving birth. Mm-hmm. It was like a religious experience.
Mm-hmm. Buddy.
Is this what we are?
It is. I can help you with this. This is what happens when it's been so long since you've had a winner in this town. You can call yourself Hockey Town. You can call yourself whatever. But when you haven't won in a while, like it or not, standards fall. You walk into the bar of the club at 10 o'clock, you have higher standards. By 2 o'clock, standards are not the same. At 2 o'clock, you'll take a strong 5.5. Because, well, beats nothing. And that's what we were last night. Beats nothing. We get an extra day. We got a little bit of hope left. Yes, we got a scoreboard watch. We got to win the game. But that's where we are. Because it's been a while. When the Pistons have played in a playoff series at the LCA and you haven't, that's a problem. And that's where we are. So that's why you saw that. I'm not agreeing with it. I'm not saying it's right.
No.
But you have to understand people. And so, yes, for Detroiters, for that comeback, because it looked like all was lost.
Because they were lifeless.
And then they throw two octopus on the ice,
oh,
and
stop.
All of a sudden,
stop
with that. You get rejuvenated.
No, no, I can't. Look, am I happy I have something to watch tonight? Of course I am. But when you're once you're down 4-1 to an awful team, when you have everything to play for, you've angered me to a point. I don't have jubilation in my body.
Well, you know why? Because it looks like you don't want it. You had to go back and take it from Montreal, but you didn't come out like a team that wanted to be in the playoffs.
Correct.
You didn't come out with a team who said, you know what? This is the final home game here in Detroit. Guys,
let's put on a show.
We got to do this, okay? Forget about what happened all in the season. Forget about the Arizona games. It's all about tonight. Let's start it off. Let's get the first goal. Let's get the second goal. Let's just beat these bums. It shouldn't have been what it was. Now, you take the victory, but for everybody who was there, everybody
that's
was
the
sitting
loudest
in the
that
arena.
Arena's ever been.
It was, and they were sitting there all thinking, I can't believe it's over. And then, wait, it's 4-3. Well, maybe if we can get a goal, if we can at least get a point. And then Raymond scores with, what, like 27 seconds left. You get the point. Okay. Could we win this thing? He shoots. He scores. They win. You get this great opening. Yes. Is the bar low? Absolutely.
Okay. Then just call your, then call the people what they are. Just say it. If you lower your bar to that level, you're a loser. Straight up.
You're hungry, Mike.
No, this isn't the Arizona Coyotes. Maybe the problem is I hold the teams in this town to the same standard I hold my own. I view the Red Wings as one of the elite franchises in the history of hockey. View them as the New York Yankees of hockey, okay? It's an unbelievable tradition. It's an unbelievable—I mean, the logo itself, it's Americana. This is a town where the Stanley Cup is the goal. To sell the idea, look, what offends me is the idea that we are in this needing help after being 9 points above the cut line 5 weeks ago. And I'm watching this team with everything to play for, Rico. If we forgot everything else that transpired to get here, I was sitting in disbelief watching this game last night down 4-1 to an atrocious hockey team.
Right.
So at that point,
right, it wasn't 4-1 to Boston. It wasn't 4-1 to a top. This was, yeah, it was Montreal. You should have just came out there, blown their doors off, and ready to hop on a flight to go back and do it again.
Or just not be down 4-1. You know, things happen in a hockey game. Maybe you're tied at 1, you're down 2-1, and you got to, okay. When you're down 4-1, you've put some of the worst tape of your season on the ice. You have. It's. And I'm just in shock listening in mornings and middays and then just forget about the media coverage. Well, and I'm going, we still could win tonight and get left out.
What you wanted to see is the way the Wings played in the final minutes and in overtime for the entire game. Why didn't you start that way? Where every possession counted. Where all of a sudden you just saw the grit and the determination. You didn't see that at the beginning of the game, but you saw desperation kick in. This team should be better than desperation. That should have just been Red Wing hockey out there. But instead, it took, guys, we're about 2 minutes away from cleaning
17.
Out our lockers.
Minute 17.
Yeah.
And again, my issue is I still am left as a fan. I have to sit here now and beg for help. That's how bad they were down the stretch. I got to beg for help. Yeah. Oh, well, if the Flyers do this and if they go, oh, well, what happens if we go to overtime and they go? Here's an idea. You could have handled your own business. But I'm just blown away. And look, you see it all over the place. Here's my fear. My fear is a great many people actually don't care what happens tonight. That they already think the season's a success. See, I think what we're going to get is a lot of the revisionist history where, let's say the Wings win and the Caps win.
See, I was about to say, let me meet you halfway. Because if the Wings win, I do agree with you. They'll say, we were that close.
Yeah, we were in
Eisenman
a chase.
Has us standing there at the edge of the looking at the playoffs. Where, man, next year.
Whereas I look at it, you utterly collapsed and put yourself in this spot, and it takes away any vibes we had February 28th.
That would be the other side of the coin, yes.
I would really like to explore it, talk to the people about it, and just see where they're at. What? So, like, is the season a success no matter what happens tonight? Is that where we've arrived at in this town? A participation trophy? And mind you, making the playoffs really isn't that big of a deal in hockey. It's like it's kind of something that after 5 years I expected. You know what I don't like? I don't like the fact that this game, I need help. I don't like the fact that with everything on the line, they showed their ass for the better part of two-thirds of a hockey game. And yet, they score the goal and it's this all-is-forgiven routine that I just can't vibe with.
Right.
Because my goal is I want to see Stanley Cup again. And I'm sorry, Rico, since February 28th, all they had to do in any of these games, forget about, well, they cooled off. Buddy, if you show up against Arizona once and steal one singular point, are we in this spot? No, we are not. I have a very hard time celebrating it. And after 4-1?
No,
you owed me winning that game. That's not anything I'm going to pop a hole in my denim for,
well,
okay?
It's a conversation I had with Rieger this morning. I'm like, Rieger, if they beat Arizona one time, last night, everybody's celebrating. You're going to the playoffs. You clinched the spot. You're in. But when you haven't had teams in the playoffs for so long, you start off with high standards. They eventually erode away. The clock is ticking. You're like, man, it's been a while. That's why people treated the Lions that way.
So I'm weird.
Imagine if the Tigers just make one of the last wild card spot. We're excited. If the Pistons are the 10th seed in the play-in game, this town would go crazy. Why? It hasn't even been mediocre. It's been substandard. It's been absolute garbage water for everything. That's why everybody bows down to Brad Holmes, because he brought a winner here.
Yeah, but Brad was literally a quarter from a Super Bowl now.
No, I'm fine.
But he Rose is out there for that.
But he took a team that at one point was sitting there at 1-6, and it looked like, oh,
but
my God.
But the point I'm making
awful.
Is this, and I know we're over, so just hold on. You know what? I'll save it. 248-539-9797. No, David. I will not start the show angering you. I know we got to be on time. Let me be on time. And I will get Kenny involved. I want to hear what he has to say. I was happy he could get out of bed. And then I have something else I want to talk to you, and we'll get to the people.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Great response from the people, and I'm going to get with you guys. Just sit tight for 1 second. I want to make sure, A, I got to finish saying what I was saying to Rico. I want to hear from Kenny on this, though. Look, no one's more invested in this hockey team. Kenny's been on a very emotional journey over the last few years. Steve Bott, not Bott, Steve Bott. Guy tried to fire Yzerman. Yeah. It's been very difficult. Kenny, so you listen to the opening segment. You heard me and Rico discuss. You can go at what we said or add your own perspective or both. I am legitimately interested in you weighing in on this.
So I think two things that you said can be true. If I was at that game at the LCA, I would have been just as excited as everybody else in that building. I would have been jumping up and down. It would have been fantastic. But what I'm not going to do is call this season an outright success when they, A, haven't even made the playoffs, but B, I think you have to move the goalposts once you attain a certain level of success in the regular season. If they got outscored in those two games against Arizona, 8-1 combined. And you want to tell me if they would have came away with 1 or 2 points out of any of those games, we'd control our destiny right now.
To a team that's literally a hole in a wall now.
They're moving to Salt Lake City.
Huge hockey community there. The Mormons love hockey.
Right. You know why? Because they lost their eBay bid and they didn't get to land.
Oh, buy it now.
Yeah, they should have bought it now. No, but I think both things can be true. I think those fans are allowed to be excited and do what they like. But at the same time, bigger picture, once you get home and sleep it off, you got to realize, hey, this team should have been in a lot better of a spot than they're in right now.
And should have been eliminated.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I'll go into tonight, watch the game. I hope they play a hell of a lot better. But the like, Kenny, don't you?
Why do we have to hope, Mike? Because this is a playoff push. They should be, every single one of those games, they should be hair on fire.
You want to know why you have to hope? Because last night was a game they should have been hair on fire and they weren't.
No,
you know
that's
what
my
you point. The hair got lit on fire with about 2 minutes to go into the game.
When you saw Gostisbehere jumping for that puck, that's right. Why the hair was on fire.
Right, now all of a sudden you're doing things like a team who wants to win, like a team who wants to get to the playoffs. You're doing the extra stuff that's not asked of you.
I hate scoreboard watching. I admit it. I feel like it's groveling, like you're begging for money. You're holding a cup out on the lodge. Help me.
Help me, Philly.
Right.
Clink, clink, clink.
Yeah, here, do me a favor because I can't help myself.
What? Mortarella, please.
No, because here it is.
And yes, that's my whole point. So, like, Kenny, I lose the exuberance when I know I'm in that position.
And even the players, you got to think, are kind of wondering what else is going on in the game. Like, an assistant coach is like, hey, what's going on in that game?
There's somebody watching. There's got to be somebody.
They'll have
watching.
A monitor. But yeah. Come on now.
No, but you're asking in the game, especially if you're up, hey, what's happening?
Here's the question, Kenny. And you can only answer for yourself. I mean, I don't think it makes you a bad person. I just think it would acknowledge you have lower standards. So is the season a success no matter what happens
tonight? No, absolutely not. I think I've moved the goalpost to win a playoff game. That's when we're talking success.
So why does so many of your fan base view it as a success already?
I think a lot of this fan base rides the roller coaster. I mean, you see it. You don't see it on Twitter, but I see it on Twitter. A lot of people see it on social media.
Take me into the world of X.
It's very reactionary. When good things happen, they ride the roller coaster up. When bad things happen, they ride the roller coaster down. But right now, they're on the up.
But there's no standard.
No, there's no standard. At the beginning of the season, I feel like a lot of Wings fans were okay with us not even being close to the playoffs, which I, to me, don't
we
understand.
Weren't. You and I made the deal. It was the same thing as the Lions. We're making the playoffs.
Yeah, that was the goal, or at least be within striking distance. Now that we've seen how the season's played out, that goalpost has moved a little bit.
But
I don't want to be in striking distance.
I was about to say, aren't you in striking distance?
We are now in striking distance, but now I want more. I wanted more since they started winning game after game after game months ago.
And I still can't figure out this team's effort quotient. How can a team that fights so hard in these critical moments blow a 4-1 lead or be down 4-1?
The being down 4-1 scares me even more.
Right, but you get what I'm saying is they have this in them to be better.
They don't start on time. I don't get it.
No, they don't.
Right, and that was the thing last night, Kenny. That's a game we all sat down to watch, and I'm going, oh, my God. That was the equivalent of, like, game 7 for the Yankees against the Red Sox, and they were down 7-0. Johnny Damon, the caveman, hit a grand slam, places a morgue, and you go, oh, my God, season's over.
I don't know if they're just playing down or what the deal is, because, like Rico said, I think they should be starting every game with their hair on fire. It doesn't make sense why that, especially right now and last night, there is no reason they should have been down more than two goals at any point in that game.
Yeah, if you want to be desperate, you'd be desperate from the opening puck.
Yes.
But Kenny, I get what you're saying now, because I was asking him, like, why do you want to go into playoff hockey? Because if you lose and you get swept, and you're like, well, playoff hockey. And I saw that, like, Lucas Raymond. I'm like, you know what? He's going to learn from this game.
That needs to be a game he plays in the playoffs. Right, I want to see that in the playoffs.
And again,
essential.
A playoff series will allow me to feel better about the season if the Wings play a highly competitive series. Now, they don't have to win a series. That's an unfair marker. I don't think they're ready. But could you take the opening round six games? Could you give the fans a couple of thrills? What you just said, what Kenny just said, do we get to see Lucas Raymond maybe foreshadow next year's breakout? Like, that is the only way that this turns into a success, because this has been the most brutal playoff push. When your final 22 games, you win like six of them. Right. How am I supposed to have all these vibes?
Man, it's not even a roller coaster ride. It's like a street carnival ride.
That's what I said is right now, the vibes are immaculate right now with Red Wings fans because of the high finish last night.
Hey, Dave, you see a bag of screws over there. Like, shouldn't you put all those in? Yeah, don't worry about it. It'll ride.
The cart's all wobbly.
Right. Like, it's more screws than the guy has teeth.
David, let's go to Ticket Tech, shall we?
I agree it was a bit much, but Rico is right. It's been too long for this team, and I was even excited last night after the win. Mm. When you're a fan, the difference between your season being over and still having a chance is everything. It's not that we come down to this level. It's just that it's come down to this.
No.
Bob in the car.
I got to do it, Bob. You're shaking both hands. Yes, it does mean you've lowered your standards. The idea that we're celebrating simply not getting in, but not being eliminated. Your team put themselves in that spot. And let me be even more clear. The only reason you were that excited is because you had to come back from the depths of hell. You were down 4-1 to a trash team. I focus on that more than the comeback. Well, why? You know why you're so excited? Because you knew your team laid an egg in the biggest game of the season. And your reward for this is I still got to beg for help on the last night.
Mm-hmm.
I got a hard time with that.
Someone says it's all coaching. That's why they start terrible. Again, Lalonde has to go. All right.
David, go ahead.
People were happy they won. Not a big deal. Mike, stop. A win is a win.
No, it's not. I've never subscribed to it. You can go elsewhere. That win is a win is the laziest, low intellect way of doing a radio show or being a fan or writing a column. No, a win is not a win. Give me an example with baseball. We have these conversations about the Tigers. Do you know why these wins don't mean much to me? Because they're unsustainable. These bottom of the eighth heroics or relying on other teams booting the baseball. Guys, data. Baseball is data. Hockey's data. You want to do the win is a win, do it in the Eastern Conference Finals. Do it when you don't have your best stuff and you steal a game on the road to even a playoff series. We'll talk about it. But no, I've never subscribed to that. I subscribe to these are highly paid professionals and there has to be standards for it. If you're driving your car home, tell me, is there a standard where you work? Or is a shift a shift?
But Mike,
it's not.
You've seen enough sports to know that sometimes a team just becomes let's just call them the cardiac kids, where they just constantly play from behind the entire season. At what point would you say, you know what, maybe that's just what this team is this year?
What, are you talking Tigers?
Yeah, just Tigers, yeah.
September?
If they're still
because
doing this.
Because you know what happens? You can look at the historical data. If you have a great first half winning one-run games, you know what happens in the second half? You lose them all. Look, I don't have to respect it because it's subpar. It's inferior. The Wings' performance last night is exciting because how bad it was. So I was so upset by the way it started, I could never find my way to that level of joy. Now, had they clinched a spot in the playoffs, we're not doing this topic. But they didn't do that last night.
Yeah. And I guess it was just listening to Lalonde say, hey, when he actually credited the fans for throwing the octopus on the ice
to
fire up the team. And it's just like, you know what? It seemed like they actually did fire up the team because after they removed the second one, the team went out there and just said, guys, this is it. We got to win. And now all of a sudden the ice tilted and you're just shooting shot after shot after shot. And you finally got one in and then you go to overtime and win. But man, it shouldn't have taken that. That should have been the beginning of the game. Like you said, when you just go in there and you beat them and you don't let them come back.
It's the emotional back and forth with this team that I find exhausting.
It's the lack of consistency.
Up 4-1 against Toronto, collapse, heroism.
You can't put three periods together.
Right, and that's not anything I got to respect. And it bums me out because there was a time this season I admit it, they looked like a real team.
Where's your car flag right now?
I tell you, Cookies has got his.
He's got a tiger flag.
He's having a hard time putting his pants on.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's get to the people. Thank you for the patience. We had a lot to sort out. Wanted to get Kenny involved, get the ticket texts. So I think maybe the question is it a success regardless of what takes place tonight? My answer is no. But I do think a lot of people will say yes. And I want to know your perspective on the game last night. That, look, had they clinched a spot in the playoffs, I would understand what I'm watching and hearing and reading versus, yay, we earn the right to beg for more help tonight and have to win another game. A little weird to me. So let's get to it. Mark, St. Clair Shores. Mark, thanks for the patience. What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to remind you guys, you guys are kind of hard on the Wings here, but you got to remember when Dylan Larkin got that cheap shot, got knocked out, we were at that game, and he was out for probably about 3 to 4 games that were probably winnable for us. So we actually would have had about another 6 more points, if not 8, and they would have clinched the playoffs. But you guys seem to forget that when he got that cheap shot and he went out.
No, I don't forget that, but he's not Connor McDavid. You don't get to just say that him being out grants you the ability to no-show against Phoenix twice.
Well, yeah, that game, they kind of shit the bed. I get that.
Can't say that
on
the air. I'm sorry about that. All right. He was, Mark, it's not personal. You can't use that language
right on
here. I love you, Mark, because I talk just like you. I just can't do it on the radio. Mark's point for the audience, right. we had
he
to
did
let
not
Mark
say
go.
Shipwreck.
Correct. Nice word that rhymes with blit. Mark, I think that's a cop-out to suggest that, okay, Dylan Larkin got hurt, therefore, let's just lose 7 in a row. No, that if you want to sell me that this team is good and sell me that the plan is in place, you remember when last summer everyone tried to sell us about the depth and all of how we're going to have pros on this team, we're raising the floor. You don't get to have that type of losing streak with largely, and Kenny will back me on this, low to no effort games.
Yeah, 0 effort games, a couple of them. And if you get outscored by Arizona 8-1 in a combined 2 games, I'm sorry, but you're not one Larkin away from fixing that problem. That goes way deeper than just Dylan Larkin.
Correct. And again, I'm not being disrespectful to the captain, but let's not turn him into Gretzky in his prime here. Let's just take it easy. Let's go over to Josh, 97.1. Josh, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. I got one stat and one question for you.
Sure.
So if Larkin and Raymond drag this team into the playoffs, it'll be the first time a Chris Illich-owned team has had a playoff berth or winning record since his dad died in 2017.
Wow.
So I think this is our new sports reality in Detroit. I think Chris Illich is going to keep selling us crazy pucks, trying to convince us it's a hot and ready. And
well,
so my question is,
and let's face it, the media will go right along with it.
Absolutely. And so my question is, and I'm not a salary cap expert, do you think Steve can get Chris to spend? Because when I look at the Tigers, which I'm a much more knowledgeable baseball fan,
sure.
When Mike died, the payroll was, I think, fourth or fifth, and it hasn't been higher than 18th since he died. And I just think that, like, I just think that's who we are, like, Ilitch wants us to be, as one of these teams that has to scratch and claw and go on a storybook run in the playoffs if we want to see another title here, as opposed to when his dad ran the teams, which
yeah,
was,
I think baseball
to takes to win.
Baseball, I don't think you'll ever see a top 10 payroll again. That's an easy answer for me. The hockey's different based on the cap. Now the Wings have copious cap space that they're going to have to use. And obviously you're going to get more of the younger guys coming up in the pipeline. It's going to be a little bit of a logjam with some of these bad deals that have been signed. I mean, let's face it, you know, a guy like an Andrew Kopp, that's a bad contract. You know, the whole signing, that was a bad signing. Like, but the point is, yes, Josh. I mean, Steve never takes this job if he can't get the green light to spend. Now, I think the limitations that are there, and certainly we'll defer to our Don Cherries in the audience, I think Steve himself doesn't want to make these long commitments. I think that has just been a systematic thing he has made a decision on.
Yeah, it's rough. And as for how I felt watching last night, I went to one game this year, and it was the first game in their, like, seven-game losing streak when they lost to the Islanders. And it's just, when DeBrincat scored, I was like, all right, cool. Like, they're not going to die alone, I guess. And then, you know, Raymond scores, and all I can think is, like, are we going to pay him? Because, like, I hope so. He looks really good.
No, you will, Josh. I don't view it that way. I think there's a very – there's a system in place. There's a way Steve wants to do this. I just – the Ilitch thing from a money standpoint is much more relevant in baseball than it is hockey. I don't want to put that on Chris. That if you want to complain they haven't gone out and done a blockbuster thing or locked up somebody on a Johnny Hockey type deal, not the player because he's been terrible in Columbus, I'm saying that's Eisner. That's not Chris.
But as far as what he was talking about Lucas Raymond, it's what we said, Mike. You want to see a star player go out and be a star player. And last night, he showed, you know what? If none of you guys want to do this, I'll do it.
And he's been money down the stretch.
I'll score the tying goal, and I'm going to score the winning goal.
He's got to take another step forward next year. He's got to be that guy that can be a 90-point guy, a 100-point guy. But maybe, he's young. Yeah, he's got pedigree.
But maybe he's setting himself up to say, I'll be that guy.
Yes.
When it comes crunch time, feed me the puck, I'll get it in.
Agree. And again, would the playoffs help him? Yes, you want to see that. And obviously, this you're going to need the experience. My problem with it is I'm still left begging tonight for other people's help.
Well,
that's such a bummer.
Yeah. Can't get around that.
No,
Kenny, was that comment, was that hockey elite worthy?
Yeah, it's not bad, Rico.
I can speak today.
There you
All
go.
Right.
All right.
Let's go to Steve. I'm sorry, Steve. I apologize you walked into that. What's going on?
Oh, no, I've walked into far worse than that. Guys, we won't talk about that. But anyways, a member of the hockey elite here who's a little rattled based on what I had to walk into. But first things first, I think you're being a little unfair. I know the game, you know, the way it started out, the score didn't look great. But if you actually look at the underlying metrics of it, the Wings kicked their butt yesterday. They should have won, you know, 60-70% of those games played if they played them 100 times. So I know you guys know about puck luck, and, you know, it's like if the Lions, if the Lions drove 99 yards down the field and then Goff threw an interception in the end zone, that's an indictment on Goff, not the whole team. So that is what it is. But I am celebrating. I think two things can be true. I think this season could be a disappointment in the sense that, you know, maybe they should have had the playoffs, but it can also be a resounding success. I think the underlying metrics, if we want to talk about those, are showing you that this rebuild is a success. And you saw the ascension of Lucas Raymond. You saw the team, again, is slowly ascending year by year, and they're showing that they're competitive. Last week, you guys caught me off when I talked about comparing the team to Ottawa and Buffalo. You're right. We're not those organizations. We're better. And we're showing that even though we haven't had the luck in the number one draft picks, and we've gotten screwed in the lottery, that our scouts are better than everyone else's when we're picking Siders, Raymonds, and Edvinsons. And those are the guys, not David Perron, not Ben Chiarot. Those are the guys that are driving this rebuild.
No, and Steve, well, hold on. I remember your call last week. I didn't cut you off. We were about 4 minutes over time.
No, I
Let's
don't.
Be fair
you, you
now.
Got that time.
And I don't cut off members of the hockey elite. I welcome you. No, Steve, I think my issue is what you said as a part of this call. the playoffs should have been wrapped up. And they just the last 5 weeks, can you at least do me this kindness? Can you admit this has been emotionally taxing the last 5 weeks to do the ups and downs with this team?
Oh, man. I mean, my heart rate hasn't been like this since last time I went to the Techno Festival in Hart Plaza. I mean, it is crazy. So I will say this, though, guys. Like, they are learning to win. I know that they're one of the oldest teams in the NHL on paper, but they have a young core. Lucas Raymond, Edvinson, Seider, even Larkin and DeBrincat are part of that young core. Those are the guys that are learning to win. And you know what? Next year, you're sure as heck right. They better make the playoffs. They have to make the playoffs. But I am very satisfied with not only the way that the rebuild has gone so far with the NHL team's performance, but the rookies' the prospects' performances, whether that's in Grand Rapids or all across Europe.
Steve, you've already got your Danielson jersey printed out. I know. You're ready to rock.
No. Sandin Pelica, baby. Sandin Pelica.
I'm gonna get you a Winter Classic commemorative Augustine jersey. All right, we'll prep for 2026. We're gonna be okay.
Hey, in Columbus, I want that. I'm gonna call you up in the fall, and we're gonna make this Columbus trip happen, Mike.
I'll make it happen. Steve, I can't forget you. You're one of the best hockey callers we have. Everybody, relax. I just can't. If you don't make the playoffs, I can't view it as a success. I'm sorry. 248-539. 9797. Kenny, what size Casper jersey you need?
That Pelica jersey is going to be sick.
Okay. I mean,
that 4-1 start, I'm sorry.
Car flag flying.
You want to do Fenwick. You want to do Corsi. You can do whatever you like. You're down 4-1 to a bad Montreal team, a young Montreal team. The comeback is what it is. The problem I have is, I mean, I said this earlier. I mean, Jim Costa may as well work for Bally at this point. Like, what? Jim, they didn't get in last night. I guess I'm old school about it. I just still have a standard where it's like, I just view the Red Wings as kingpins. I view them as like the Yankees. I view them as the Lakers or Celtics. I view the Red Wings as being above the fray. And that I'm not asking anyone to rip the rebuild. I'm saying it's okay to not be totally satisfied. The fact that they collapsed the last 5 weeks. The fact that I need other people's help. Like, literally, help, I can't. I was about to say something terrible. Thank God I stopped myself
Here, let me help you with that.
No, David, I'll share with you during the break.
I think if the Wings were in and out of the playoffs every other year, yes. But the fact that they haven't made it in so long that people are just... they're desperate.
I know. But the problem is, I want to know from people, regardless of what happens tonight, since it's not in your control, is the season a success? See, I think that's the line of being a winner and a loser. I don't know how. I just don't know how you could say it's a success based on how the last quarter of the season has gone. Rico, February 28th, we were talking about they could be dangerous. They were playing really good hockey. They were 9 points above the cut line. And then what has happened since? Roughly, you know, only winning 6 of 22 games or whatever it is. That takes a toll on you.
What are you talking about? Those games don't matter. We could talk about that after the season.
Huh?
It doesn't matter. All those games we could talk about after the year. They can make the playoffs tonight. What are you talking about?
No, those games are a part of your story.
Yes, they are a part of the story.
Just like every game in 09 was a part of what led to game 163 for the Tigers, a game they never should have been in. Like, they all matter. So I view it as, I went from viewing this team as playoffs, we're chasing seeding, and can we have a really good first-round series to help me, I'm poor. Like, you need someone to give you new pants on the last night of the season.
Buddy, but when it's been 8 years, get desperate.
No.
Because the pride goes away and you just want to see a team in the playoffs.
But here's the thing.
You want to root for your own. I'm sorry, hold on, Dave. Instead of just watching the playoffs, you want to root for your own team in the playoffs.
Hold on. We all don't want the same thing?
No, we do. But I'm saying the lowering of the bar.
I don't
of where people are, where, yes, if this was year three, I think more people would be like you.
So let me ask you a question. It's been ages since MSU's done a damn thing. Well, you think my goals are any different? Go win the Big Ten.
No.
Don't be selling me some shoebox bowl or the cranberry condom bowl. No, I want to win the Big Ten.
It's 1 year. They're 9 years away. So, yeah, it's about the same. Well,
I don't lower the bar.
But that's you, Mike.
Here we go. This is where Mike's a weirdo.
No, it's not a weirdo. You're more of a unicorn than a weirdo.
I completely, David. I understand what you're saying, Rico. And I'll just tell you where I was. Because I told everyone I was done. Game's on last night. Of course, I'm a Wings fan. I got emotionally involved again. I have a big one. They're down. I'm like, what are we doing here? Everything's roller coaster. Then they finally win. Yes, I'm happy for the win. Then an hour later, after watching all the highlights of Ken Cal and everybody, I realize 7-game losing streak comes back to my mind because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that.
That's
but no,
the hard
I'm not
part.
Lowering the standard. David, I'll be happy for the win. David, so reality hits.
David, I'm shocked because for you, it's about forgiveness.
No, it's not.
You have to forgive
don't do
them.
David
to
is
me.
The most judgmental man of the cloth.
You have to forgive them,
anywhere.
David. You got to forgive them, David. You got to let it go.
Man, David hates religions. He hates people.
David, please.
Got to forgive them, David. You can't be this way.
Not forgiving them.
Yeah, David judges everybody. Give me a few ticket texts and I'll get to the callers. We have to replay the song as well. The
David
song
forgiving. Yeah, David forgiving. How much you putting in that offering plate?
Oh, no envelope this week, Miss Penelope? Oh, okay. I got you a sermon.
F you.
Get out. Hey, let me give you God's word.
F you. And it ain't forgiveness.
Oh, here we go. And then we got.
See that black?
People texting this. Hi, Mike and Rico. I think the expectations you laid out for the season were not incredibly realistic. Playoffs are bust.
Okay.
The Wings have already surpassed their Vegas win total.
Oh, okay. Listen, you have every right to feel that way. I don't feel like I should be the villain for feeling the way I feel. Because I just hold teams to a higher plane. Like, I don't want to reveal the whole context of the conversation, but, like, Evan and I were doing something podcast-related, and he showed me something Cookies did on social media. And I'm just like, Jim, what are you doing? Oh, my God. I mean, AJ pushing all the right buttons, and I, you know, rinse, wash, repeat, another late-inning win. And I'm like,
here, let me find.
No. So he admits to me, well, no, I know they're not going to challenge for the Central. Then what are we even doing? Do you know my expectations for the Tigers? Win the division. Not win the AL. Not win the pennant. Not win the World Series. Win the worst division God has ever created.
I keep thinking wins are going to be hard to come by for the light-hitting Tigers. Yet, AJ Hinch pushes the right buttons again with Vierling against the Lone Ranger bullpen, left-handed bullpen, shuts the door, rinse and repeat, find a way.
Who's we? Loser. What a dumb remark. Find a way. No, you know, here's the deal. When half your runs have come after the eighth inning, that's not sustainable. When you have four everyday regulars who couldn't start in Japan, Mexico, or any other off-brand league, that's a problem.
Costa Rica?
When you're asking your pitchers to go out and essentially hold an ERA of 2 to give you a shot to win. Yeah, that's don't give me a rinse repeat.
Well, no,
I told him, you need to go sit on that desk with Keating.
Well, that is
unbelievable commentary from a guy I like and respect. That is terrible.
Well, the pressure on the pitchers, especially after the stat you gave us yesterday, you know arms are going to start falling off.
Oh,
so,
no, rinse, yeah. Repeat. Rinse, repeat, dog. Go wash your face, Jim. Ridiculous.
You did this, David, with no forgiveness. I just want to let you know. You prayed for this city we got caged. You stopped forgiving.
Oh,
and
that's
look
worked out. Oh, that's worked out well, hasn't it?
Well, you should have prayed harder. Be more specific next time.
I still think
get caged and win.
Yeah.
Okay,
you didn't
go.
Ask for
Rico,
that. I've told you, I still think the district is his fault.
I didn't know isn't that what your shirt say?
Let me, oh, I thought it's leave it.
Spot this.
Leave it. Leave it alone. Let's take care of some business. I want to get back to the Hockey Elite.
We'll hashtag forgiveness.
Okay, that's sufficient. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.